From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The military official in charge of the U.S. effort in the war in Afghanistan says Americans have attacked what are believed to be the largest al-Qaeda training camps found in the course of the 14-year Afghan war. Operation took place just days before announced plans to keep 9,800 troops in Afghanistan from the U.S. through the greater part of 2016. World powers involved in talks on Syria's political future have agreed to a UN-led process that includes talks between the Syrian government and opposition, and also to explore a ceasefire that would still allow strikes against the terrorist groups. U.S. participation in Syria grew on Friday when it was announced that a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against the Islamic State militants. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry at a news conference in Vienna talked about the new mission.
If Russia is there indeed to fight against Daesh, there are ways for us to be able to be cooperative and find a way to do more. So it's really a coincidence that it came out today. I had no idea as we were, we began the day, I'd heard about it, but it wasn't until this morning that I knew that the decision had been made.
There will be the U.S. ground troops sent Syria more than a raid or a small mission group. U.S. prosecutors charging a Burkina Faso man with more than $12 million in fraud for allegedly distributing faulty mosquito nets. The indictment indicates the man promised to buy the nets from a UN-recommended company in Thailand, instead bought them from a cheaper supplier in China. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's army has launched an offensive against Ugandan Islamist ADF rebels who stepped up attacks on army positions. UN mission in Congo, MINUSCO, appears to be supporting the offensive in Beni territory. Nick Long reporting from Goma.
The UN-supported radio in DRC, Radio Kapi, said this is a large-scale offensive backed by the UN mission MINUSCO's intervention brigade. But an army spokesman, Lieutenant Mike Azukai, preferred not to comment on MINUSCO's contribution. People in Beni do not need to know who is working to restore peace there, he says. Formal collaboration between the Congolese army and the approximately 17,000 peacekeepers in MINUSCO was suspended in February over UN objections to the appointment of two suspected human rights abusers to command a joint operation. Some 450 civilians have been killed by the ADF and other forces in Beni territory in dozens of incidents since October last year. The MINUSCO force commander, General Carlos Alberto dos Santos Cruz, called for a new approach to security in Beni territory. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
International Organization for Migration reports migrant deaths on the Mediterranean routes to Europe are breaking all previous records, IOM confirming 3,350 fatalities so far this year, surpassing the record-breaking death toll of 3,279 for all of 2014. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says there appears to be no end in sight for the rising toll of migrants and refugees desperate to reach Europe.
We know of at least 22 off Greece, in addition to almost that many not confirmed in the last 24 hours in Greece. Also, possibly as many as 40 killed in Spain this morning. There's no sign of this carnage tapering off, and we're deeply concerned about what's ahead as the weather gets colder.
UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says there needs to be a safe alternative to people risking their lives in the dangerous sea crossings. China's Navy chief told his U.S. counterpart it was dangerous and provocative for Washington to sail a Navy destroyer near artificial islands built by Beijing in the South China Sea. A U.S. Navy warship sailed within 22 kilometers of the islands in the hotly disputed waters earlier this week. Beijing, which claims most of the South China Sea as its own, responded angrily. More than $5 trillion in trade passes through the South China Sea each year, where Vietnam, Brunei, the Philippines, and Taiwan also have rival claims. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.